The Gemara says that after the oil of an ace of the Shemen lasted 8 days, was Shana Acheres, the next year, the Chashmonam set up a holiday with Vahala Lahoda to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the holiday of Chanukah. So the Paris Yosef HaKadosh brings many Achronim who ask this question, well, why did they only set up Chanukah the following year? It was Shana Acheres. Why didn't they just set up Chanukah immediately? And they could have lit candles starting that second day, I guess, when the nace, once the candle lit for more than a day, they should have just enacted the Yom Tov and this miracle, and then, light immediately. So, 10 answers to this question. Answer number one is the Ritva, says because in the first year, they didn't know how many days the oil would last. So how could they light 8 days? They don't know. So, the Paris Yosef those cites in Rehemes, who says, well, that only works according to Beit Shammai, that they would start at 8 and go 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But we who go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, why can't we do that? So, says Dim Rehemes, well, we could pass like Beit Shammai for issues of Hidr Mitzvah, but that answer is a little bit weak. Answer number two, says Dim Rehemes, I've got a better answer, is that initially they thought that the Nes was unique to the Beis HaMikdash, but the next year they realized it was, proper to set it up B'kvius, as designated for future generations. I'm personally not sure what exactly that means, and therefore let's move on to answer number three. Paris Yosef cites the Brisker Rav, who says, is quoted as, that only after you spend time realizing the chesed of Hashem, then could you establish something for a holiday of a Hodah. Meaning you can't just jump right into enacting a holiday. First you have to think about it, wow, what an amazing nace that Hashem did. And only then, says the Brisker Rav, is it worthy to establish something Mahal Vahoda. Interestingly, the most opposite of the Brisker Rav, Chassidish Sefer, the Tveris Shlomo Verdomsk, he says a similar idea. The first Chanukah needed its name to get its name Chanukah, or the or and the special light, and once it was that, then you could, once from the Neros, then you could establish it as a Mahal Vahoda, a similar idea. Answer number four is from the Paris Yosef, that the Malachim by Kriyas HaYamsof weren't allowed to say Shira because Maisa Yavadai Tavu Bayam, that the Mitzrayim were drowning. So to over here, the Yavanim had just died, so it wasn't appropriate to set up a Hala of Ahuda, a holiday at that point, so they waited till the following year. Answer number five of the Maggid of Kuznets, he says that the Jews were on such a high level that first year, having just restored the Heichal, there was no need to enact a long-standing holiday of Yom Tov. They were on such a high that they were, had no need to think about the future when the high would start, winnowing away. And therefore, only next year, when they realized that, well, this Nes was going to be forgotten, did they set up the Nes of Chanukah going forward. The Bnei Yisachar has a beautiful answer, six. He says, look, the Torah puts Sukkos next to Chanukah. What do you mean it puts Sukkos next to Chanukah? In Parshas Emor, right after the Parsha of Sukkos, after the Moadim, and Sukkos is the last one, it talks about the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, Shemen Zayizach, in the Beis HaMikdash, the regular menorah. And you see from here, it says the Bnei Yisachar, the connection between Chanukah and Sukkos, that they would both last 8 days, Chanukah and Sukkos. So the first year, they knew it was going to last 8 days because it was connected to Sukkos, and Sukkos lasted 8 days. But they didn't know when those 8 days would begin. Was it going to begin on day one, or was the holiday going to last 9 days? Like the Beis Yosef's famous question about why do we celebrate 8 nights of Chanukah if the oil was supposed to last for one, we should only have 7 days miracle. So the same thing, they didn't know the Beis Yosef's answer. They didn't know all the 100 answers. They thought that it was going to last maybe 9 days, and then Chanukah would start on the second day of the 26th day of Kislev and go from there 8 days. But therefore, they waited till the next year to see, open the candles only went 8 days last year, so we start from Chaf Hey, and that's why the Gemara actually says the Chanukah, the next line of the Gemara, which says that was Shana Acheres, it says that it was called Chanukah, that it was called Chanukah Chaf Hey, because they rested on the 25th day, and that's why once they knew that it was starting on the 25th, they knew how to set it up for the next year. The Shem Mishmul gives an answer, and it's the difference between Purim and Chanukah. Purim, it says all Jews were kimu v'kibu, and they accepted it and re-accepted upon themselves the mitzvah of Purim and everything. But by Chanukah, it only says the Shmonim were kavu, they established a holiday. What's the difference between Purim and Chanukah? Purim could not have had a Sanhedrin. There was no Sanhedrin koveya the holiday. You need a Sanhedrin to establish a holiday. The Sanhedrin were in exile. There was no Lishkas Hagazis. There were no Beis HaMikdash for them to reside in their normal place in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, everyone had to willingly accept Purim. But by Chanukah, the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGazis. The Beis HaMikdash was still there, but they needed a year to reconsecrate and to make it Tahar again. So they couldn't establish the full Yontif till the following year. Medivrei Yoel, Sam Rebbe, gives the eighth answer. He says, we must make a Yom Tif through Simcha. And that Simcha could not have been felt the first year because they were not velos from the people who had died in the Milchama. You know, it's after Baruch Hashem, they defeated the Greeks, but many people had died, including one of the Bnei Matisyahu, had died in the Milchama. So therefore, it wouldn't be proper to establish the Yom Tif that first year. Misvasemis is a ninth answer, that it took them a year to do Kiruv of all the people who had become Misyavnim. Meaning, yes, they won, and yes, the select few Tzadikim were now happy. But what about all the people who wanted to become Hellenized? They wanted to become Greeks. So it took them a year, till they actually convinced them that we are the proper way. Look, we defeated the Greeks, now it's time to give up Hellenism and come back to the Torah. And so therefore they couldn't establish the Yom Tov until that was done the following year. And the final tenth answer is from Satan Rav as well, that we wanted to downplay the nace of Milchama. The Milchama had just ended. It would have been imagined they would have made a holiday right then. It would have been, wow, look at our mighty power. So they waited till the victory, the power of the victory subsided, and then only a year later did they go and establish the Yom Tif for the nace and of the Shemin. And that's really the whole idea of Hanukkah, is we want to downplay the Milchama, but focus on our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.